Welcome, Trivia Buffs. You're tuned into episode 1126 of the Instant Trivia Podcast, where we dish out the most tantalizing trivia tidbits from the depths of the internet. So brace yourselves and let's dive into the trivia whirlpool. Our first round of the day is going for Ward. Yes, you heard right, Ward enclosed in quotation marks. Let's get cracking. Question number one for your rumination. What was the term used to refer to flight attendants in the past? And the answer is a stewardess, a term from the golden age of aviation. Question number two, coming right at you. What term can refer to all your clothes or a tall piece of furniture where you stash them? Yes, you got it. The answer is a wardrobe, a synonym for style and storage, isn't it? Here's question number three. Who is Michael S. Evans, and what's his role at Folsom Prison? Right on. He's the warden, the boss of the joint. And question four, knocking at your door. What's the word that precedes Christian soldiers in a popular 19th century hymn? Absolutely correct. The answer is onward. And finally, question five. Who's the playwright behind Cavalcade and Conversation Piece? Indeed, it's the iconic Noel Coward, a creative mastermind if there ever was one. We're marching on to round two, where we'll explore some Old Testament heroes. Don't worry, you don't need divine intervention to get these right. The first question in this round. Who was believed to be devoured by a beast when his blood-stained coat was presented to Jacob? Yes, the answer is Joseph. What a tragic misunderstanding, eh? Next up, question two. Who declared, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman." Of course, it was Adam, the original man himself. Question three, let's see. Who prayed unto the Lord out of a fish's belly? Quite a predicament, wouldn't you say? The answer is Jonah. Talk about a whale of a tale. Question four, don't be a bore. Who found the Israelites dancing around a golden calf when he came to present the tablets of the law? Ah, yes, it was Moses. Quite the sight to behold, huh? Final question in this round. Which king was known as the sweet psalmist of Israel due to the many psalms he wrote? Good job. It's King David, the lyrical king himself. Round three. Ready for thee? The category is sound serious. Intriguing, isn't it? Question one. Let's have some fun. What painful sensation, often caused by alcohol or spicy foods, is also known as pyrosis? Right on the money, the answer is heartburn. Question two, can you get it true? What's the medical term for the foul reaction to cold or fear, commonly known as goosebumps? Yes, indeed. The answer is cutis anserina. Now, doesn't that give you the, well, goosebumps? Question three, what might it be? What is pollinosis, better known as a seasonal allergy that's not necessarily related to the crop in its name? Correct, it's hay fever. Quite a misleading name, don't you think? Question four, here's one more. What is the medical term for double vision, also a hit by Foreigner? You got it. The answer is diplopia. Sounds like a song in itself, doesn't it? Question 5. You're still alive. What do runners often refer to medial tibial stress syndrome as? Yes, indeed. The answer is shin splints, a running enthusiast's nemesis. We're journeying into round 4. The category? Legendary creatures. Time for some mythical magnificence. First question, a magical suggestion. What's the multi-headed sea serpent mentioned in Psalms and also the title of a political philosophy masterpiece by Thomas Hobbes? Absolutely right. The answer is Leviathan. Quite the beastly reference, isn't it? Question 2, a dragon's clue. What is a dragon often depicted sticking out of its mouth in heraldry? Quite the sassy creature. Indeed, it's its tongue. Dragons, the original fire breathers. Question 3, as interesting as can be. What can kill the hideous basilisk, something a vampire also can't see? Correct, it's its own reflection in the mirror. Narcissus could probably relate, don't you think? Question 4, there's more lore. In ancient China, what creature came in different colors with yellow ones considered superior? Yes, it's dragons again. They sure liked their dragons in all shades, didn't they? The final question in this round. What does a phoenix do to its nest made of fragrant boughs and spices? Indeed, it burns it. Talk about rising from the ashes. Our final round is upon us. The category? Broadway musicals by setting. Let's take a stroll down the Great White Way, shall we? First question, a regal suggestion. Which musical is set in and around the Royal Palace in Bangkok in the 1860s? Yes, the answer is The King and I. Exotic, isn't it? Question 2, what could it be? Do you have a clue? Which musical is set in the Land of Oz, both before and after Dorothy's arrival? Absolutely, the answer is Wicked, a wickedly good musical. Question 3, a feline spree. Which musical takes place in a junkyard on the night of the Jellicle Ball? Yes, indeed, the answer is Cats, a perfect setting for some feline fun. Question 4, a bit of folklore. Which musical is set in the small village of Anatevka in Russia? That's right, the answer is Fiddler on the Roof, an enchanting classic. Final question, a floral connection. Which musical is set in Mushnik's Skid Row Florists? Absolutely right. The answer is Little Shop of Horrors. Quite a terrifying twist on the average flower shop, eh? And that concludes today's thrilling trivia adventure. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, knowledge is power. So come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia where we'll serve up another dose of fascinating facts. Until then, keep the trivia spirit alive.